Yep. You have to be a bit slow with him because he's picked up the epidemic that swept through the camp.
What's that?
We picked up, we've had an outbreak of Doona Head.
Doona Head? There's the Ingrid, yeah. He's got it.
Yep. No, Gretchy's suffering from it with a few other fucking heads. Oh, sorry, a few other head diseases he's picked up.
Beep. The 7 second delay on the beep here. I just fired the bloke with his finger on the button.
Mate, I'll put you on to Lucas.
Great.
And if you want to know more about Doona Head, go to the Whippopedia.
Whippopedia?
You'll have to look it up.
Doona.
It's a very serious disease in southern Wales.
Doona
Head. Here he is, mate.
Good on ya.
Hello.
Lucas, how are you, mate?
Good stuff, Hans.
Good on ya. How are you enjoying the trip?
Nah, it's going really good, eh? To be honest, it's pretty amazing, like, all the things we've been doing. No, it's really probably the best thing that's ever happened.
Really?
Yeah, look, yeah, it's one in a lifetime experience, to be honest.
Sure, going to France, now you're over in England and now Wales.
Yeah, no, you know, pretty amazing places yet to see. You know, you've thought once.
Yep.
Probably the best thing that's happened.
So far, mate.
Yeah, no, yeah.
So you've had a pretty good year too, haven't you? Playing for Victoria.
Yeah, no. Yeah, did that. That was alright. Like, yeah, and then playing the street ball. Pretty good as well. And the end of the final there, so that was a good thing as well. Good experience to do that as well.
What's been your favourite thing so far this year besides the tour?
No, just the, with the, other than this, it would have been the SG ball. Doing that, like, week in, week out was pretty intense, like, to learn how to do that. Like, going flying up to Sydney pretty much every weekend and then flying back was pretty, that was a good experience as well, to do that, learn how it's done.
That would have been pretty interesting, flying up to Sydney every week nearly, play footy.
Yeah, nah, it was a big day ahead, like, it was a big day up early in the morning, about 6, 5 o'clock in the morning, just to get a flight, and then back home, like, sometimes 11 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
It was a big day for some of the boys as well.
And how did you handle that with school and things?
It wasn't too bad, to be honest, like, we trained probably 3 times a week, 4 times a week, which wasn't too bad in the flying, but it did take a toll sometimes, like, especially during year 12. Took a toll a little bit, but no, I got through it alright.
How do you think you went in your exams, mate?
Not too bad. I did a couple, like, just maths and English, but that was it, because I didn't do VCA. I did VCAL back in Melbourne, so it was more trade related.
Okay. So what's Doona Head?
To be honest, I only just heard about it. It's like a lot of the boys like to sleep. So, a lot of the boys are skipping breakfast, I think, just to get a bit of extra half hour sleep.
And a bit of warmth, eh?
Yeah, pretty much. As soon as we get back into the bed, out of the cold.
So,
yeah, it is. Nah, cold.
We've got some questions here, mate, that we've been asking all the boys. You don't mind if I ask you the same ones, do you?
Nah, no, it's too easy. Go there.
Sweet, all right. Here's the first one. Did you like the French food, and what was your favourite dish?
French food was different. Nah, it was good. The one thing they love is the bread. You wake up in the morning. Probably the weirdest thing was our first breakfast was wake up and there was a bowl, bread, the chocolate and warm milk, and you had to put the warm milk in the hot, like, in the chocolate in a bowl and then eat bread. Dip your bread into the warm milk chocolate and then eat the bread like that. So that was definitely a different experience. So yeah, they love that. But one night we had like a taste testing thing and there was snails, frog legs, some cheese and raw horse meat, I think. And I had all of it. Yeah, I had all of it, I think, and the snails were pretty good. Snails were tasty. That was probably the best thing over here.
Snails were tasty.
Like that. They were good. They were really good, actually. I was surprised how good they were.
What'd they taste like?
It was actually garlic. They were drenched in garlic. But no, it was real tasty like that.
Yum. So do you think good. When you get home, you're going to be in all the French restaurants?
Yeah, I think I'm going to give it a shot. No, it was actually really...
good, eh? All right. So here's another question, mate. What did you think of the war memorial over there?
The war memorial? Yeah. Nah, it was amazing. Like, the first day we went to the Somme and that, and, like, the Somme personally was, you know, eye-opener. And I really thought about it a lot. You got there and you sort of see, like, a big field with a lot of graves there for a lot of people that served the country. Yeah, it sort of stood there and thought to yourself a bit. And I took a deep breath, and it was pretty amazing. Like, it was really good to see.
Good on you, mate.
Always. Really good.
Here's another one about France again. Are the French girls hot?
Yep. Yeah, they go alright. They're not too bad. Some good looking girls over here. Oh, over in France, sorry. really good.
What about in England?
England aren't too bad either. Just like, bit more snobby, to be honest.
Bit more snobby, mate.
Yeah. The French girls aren't too bad to talk to.
And you can't even speak French.
Yeah, the English girls are better. No. Just say hello, that's about it.
Doesn't
pick
it, does it?
No, I don't understand, but, no. Happens.
What was your favourite place in France that you visited?
Oh, it would have been the Eiffel Tower on that, the last day, because we went to Paris on the last day. And now, like, went to Notre Dame, Eiffel Tower, and the Chandeliers. So that was, the Eiffel Tower, it was pretty cool. And the Notre Dame was, real eye-opener. But that was probably the best day, or the best places to go in the one day.
They're all sort of well-known places, and you actually get to be there. It's a bit of a blowout, eh?
Yeah, we sort of come out of the train station and seen Eiffel Tower and was like, yeah, we're here. And you sort of think to yourself, pinch yourself once and think, are we really here?
Yeah. Beautiful.
And it works like that, it's pretty good.
Now you jump on a boat and you're in smelly old England.
Yeah, pretty much, that's how it is. But yeah.
Did you play in the Lions game?
Yeah, I did. That was on Thursday, I played that one.
And how did you go, mate?
Yeah, didn't go too bad. I started on the bench and then come on about 20 minutes and then played the rest of the game, so pretty out with that.
So you were involved with a big comeback in the second half?
Yeah, no, it was good. The first half was pretty shabby by the boys. It was even Stevens, and then come out the second half and we really played half decent, to be honest. Like, not the best, but did the job and got away with a good win.
Excellent.
Yeah.
And what about running out in the Australian jumper? How did you like that?
Oh, to be honest, it was amazing. Like, the first game against French, all the boys, like, sang out the national anthem fairly loud, and at the end, sort of have a bit of a tear in your eye.
Yep.
So one of the best things that ever happened.
Oh, mate, you're doing something not many of us, none of us will ever get to do.
Yeah, I know, try and make the most of it.
Fantastic. So do you want to say anything to your friends and your family?
Today it's my sister's birthday, so I'd like to say happy birthday to my sister, and to my parents and my friends. I love you and miss you all heaps. I can't get back.
What's your sister's name?
Rachel. She's turned 16, the sweet 16.
Happy birthday, Rachel.
She's getting old and big now. Yeah, happy birthday, baby.
We should get the boys to sing happy birthday to her.
Oh, we'll see how you go with that one.
All right, mate, thanks heaps for your time.
All right, thank you, Stevie.
No worries.
Cheers, mate.
I'll ring back in about 1 minute.
No worries.
Good on you. Thanks, mate.